Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up on Monday, a true pioneer takes over the Auditorium Theater. Jean-Michel Jarre is widely considered to be the father of electronic music and EDM, not only with his sound, but with visuals. He's one of the first performers to combine light shows with the beats and is credited with taking electronic music global, as he has performed humongous shows, performing for hundreds of thousands of people in his 40-plus year career. The French composer, performer, and producer has set records for the size of crowds and just released a new chapter to his 1977 debut album, Oxygen. It's called Oxygen 3. He's on stage bringing his brand of spectacle to the Auditorium Theater on Monday, and he joins me tonight on The Download. Jean-Michel, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Let me ask you, I mean, how often do you get through Chicago? I would think that you've had memories in your 40-plus years of performing music, performing here in town.
Absolutely. I love Chicago. I have so many memories. One of my most recent albums, Electronica, just before Oxygen 3, I collaborated with Jeff Mills. And obviously, when I will play Chicago, I will have a special thought to also another pioneer of techno. And Chicago brought so much to electronic music, so it's an honor and privilege to be able to play Chicago on Monday.
Jean-Michel, what's it like to revisit your music? I mean, to come up with a new chapter to Oxygen, but the idea to look back at your debut album 40 years ago and almost improve upon it. What is it like for a musician to look back and also move forward like that?
Yeah, you know, it's after this big Electronica project, I've been Grammy nominated for that in this year. I mean, it was a massive production involving lots of collaborations linked, collaborators linked to electronic music. I wanted to go back to one idea I had when I did my first album, Oxygen. This first album was done in six parts, not with tracks with proper titles, but part one, two, three, four,
right,
five, six.
Right, right.
And when I was doing this, I said, you know, it could be quite fun to do a sequel of this project later in my life. I've always been interested by sequels in literature, in movies, obviously on TV series, but it doesn't really exist in music. And it could be quite interesting, you know, like in a TV series, taking the same actors,
that
could be the same instruments, the same sounds, and putting them into a different scenario, different script. In a sense, Oxygen 3 is Oxygen Season 3.
That's great. Yeah, you don't think about that with music. You know, listening back today, I listened to the original Oxygen, and it's so interesting because there's so much texture and sound. There's a lot of layering going on with the synthesizers. It's not what we know of electronic music today. I mean, there really is. It's almost creating an electronic landscape. Talk about creating that music, because at the time, 1977, you're talking about disco music, maybe house music that's coming in, but this is a truly unique kind of electronic music.
You know, I always considered electronic music as cooking. Cooking ingredients, loops, beats, textures, waveforms. And it's the same thing for DJs in front of their turntables or whatever. It's like being in front of your an oven by cooking frequencies and in very sensual, organic way. So I love this idea of that, the fact actually, you know, whatever kind of music you do electronically today, electronic music has no boundaries anymore. It has no frontiers. And also, I've always been involved and very interested, as you said, by blending textures, architecture of sounds, and creating soundscapes, but also to try to express them on stage is what I'm going to do in Chicago, actually, on Monday. And the fact that to try to express all this architecture of sounds, these textures on a visual point of view, I this is the reason why this day I'm so happy this time to share this project with the American audience, because I created a stage design linked with it's kind of 3D without glasses.
Wow!
Where you have sliding screens with low res LED, where you have some transparencies, and you are really it's kind of immersive feeling. It's, you know, in so many these days, you go to YouTube, you can see some shows, and you say, oh yes, I get it. In that case, as something was telling me in Boston yesterday, it has to be seen to be believed. And I think it's true. It's something that would be difficult to do a movie or
right.
Blu-ray from. And it's specific to answer to your question, the idea of thinking about electronic music in terms of textures. These textures are existing on a visual, on an audio point of view, musical point of view, but also for me existing on a visual point of view in my shows, in my performances. Well, one of the first ones to involve visual and visuals in my music. These days, almost every concert is
I was going to say, I mean, you can mention, I mean, not just with EDM music or, I mean, you think about rock and roll and rap. I mean, it seems like everyone is now going with spectacle. And you were one of the fathers and the creators of the idea of putting lights and stage and really creating a visual that goes along with the music. Almost the music is a soundtrack to the experience. Where does that interest come from? Take us back to the late 70s when you were introducing this concept into music. What were you trying to accomplish by syncing up an actual stage show, visuals, the like, with the music?
Actually, two things. First of all, I was really, as a student, interested in visual arts, so I hesitated between visual arts and music. And also the fact that when I started electronic music was a new genre, right? So my source of inspirations were not in electronic music because it didn't exist. So my source of inspiration were coming from painting, abstract painters such as Jackson Pollock, for instance, and also from movies and sci-fi movies.
Like, you had a background in painting too, right?
Yes, that's right, yes. And also movies like 2001, Space Odyssey, and this kind of movies. And then the visual side of the creative process always been very important to me. And also I think that these days, I mean, you can listen to music everywhere. Right, and if you go to buy a ticket to go to a concert, it's because you have somehow a visual expectation of the artist you want to you like.
Right,
and I think that also you have so many things going on. If you create a stage design, a scenography, a tour, it's with the ambition to be able to share something specific, something new with the audience that people have not heard or seen. And it's obviously with this idea in mind that I'm going to North America this time for this brand new project.
It's amazing to think about, especially EDM music as we know it now, whether it be Tiesto or Paul Oakenfold or any of the DJs that are playing. I mean, yeah, it comes with the expectation there is going to be a show, a visual show. I mean, when you're playing in front of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, that has to be expected, especially when it's one person on stage. What do you think about the way that electronic music, EDM music, has progressed and has moved into the idea of playing in front of these crowds of hundreds of thousands of people? Here in Chicago, we play, like you're playing at the Auditorium Theater, but the Soldier Field in the summertime. Where do you think electronic music is going, and will we see more audiences flock to this kind of show?
You know, when I started, I always been convinced that electronic music was linked with space, with environment. Actually, oxygen was also a kind of ecological message. And I think that electronic music is linked with open air, with outdoor, and with this kind of idea of community event. And I played, actually, as you said, in front of me million people. I'm in three times in the Guinness Book of Records for having played even in front of 2 or even 3 million people. But I mean, it's not a matter of breaking records. It's just a matter of, actually, as you said, they need to be able to break the barriers, to break the boundaries, and to be able to share your work with lots of people. But also, you know, which is interesting is actually this show is one contribution to this. The fact that I conceived this project as a modular concept. I mean by this that 3 weeks ago I was in the desert by the Dead Sea in Israel, in the middle of the desert with a big, big production, the same production that I'm going to play in Chicago. I played also big arenas like the O2 in London. I played in theater. I played in small club, the same production, just by expanding it or shrinking it. And I think that it's quite cool to be able to experiment different locations with kind of project. But I think, you know, which matters, you have so many things going on in the world these days. I mean, which is important is not just adding lasers and adding lights. And I've done all this with, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, I mean, and it was fun. But now I think that it's not enough. What matters is, what do you want to say? What do you want to share with the audience? What kind of graphic content you are going to share with the audience? What kind of music you are going to share? What kind of frequencies? What kind of bass, sub-bass? And all that has to be orchestrated like in a movie. We are much more difficult now and much more picky and choosy than even 10 or 15 years ago when you see the complexity of TV series these days, the scenario, the scripts. it has evolved. It's the same thing in for EDM shows or for shows. The fact that if electronic music, like everything else, is not constantly renewing itself, it's going to fade out. We need to bring new ideas, fresh ideas, new experiences. And I hope that this project is contributing to this.
French composer, performer, producer, musician Jean-Michel Jarre is widely considered to be the father of electronic music, EDM. He is going to be at the Auditorium Theater this Monday. It's a pleasure to talk with you, Jean-Michel. Thank you so much for taking some time out to talk to us about electronic music, your 40-plus year career, and the future of EDM. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and I'm really looking forward to play Chicago on Monday and sharing this great experience with you all, guys.
When the sun begins to sing, behind the sun.